Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey everybody, happy Monday, Ask Me Anything episode. Did we catch something in the RNC rules? We review it in real time. We talk about why I honor the Shabbat. I think you'll love it at the end of the episode. It could bless your life. Consider it. Maybe it's for you, maybe not. Also, Vivek, for what role? Here's a role I think Vivek should take immediately. I think you'll love it. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter today. Start a college chapter today. All of that at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. A lot of people are talking in the Rumble chat. Hello, everybody. See you guys tapping here away. So if you guys have questions, we will take a Rumble chat question as well. Let's get here. Charlie, I really liked what Vivek was saying on Wednesday night, but I've seen a lot of Republicans talk a good game, then fail me. In Washington, Vivek has come out of nowhere, and suddenly the most popular non-Trump Republican. Can he be trusted? John in Toledo, Ohio. I've not known Vivek for a very long time, but here's what I could say. Vivek does not act like most politicians. He texts back immediately. He'll take phone calls. He'll receive coaching. He enjoys being pushed intellectually on issues. When I feel that he was incomplete on some recent issues that he spoke about, he would talk to me for 20 or 30 minutes. Only Donald Trump would be willing to do that. Ron DeSantis, Tim Scott, Mike Pence, they all know better than you, right? So for that, I think it's really helpful. I haven't known Vivek for a long time, so I can't vouch for that. But I've never had a negative experience with him. He speaks at our Turning Point stuff. He shows up. He does the work. And so I have to say that means a lot to me. For me, if you show up at our events and you do the work, you go up in my estimation. This is what really bothered me about Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis did not show up to the Turning Point Action Conference. And also, I will be very honest with you. I have a soft spot for entrepreneurs. That's why I like Donald Trump, and that's why I like Vivek. Creating value in the marketplace is very hard. Running for political office is nowhere nearly as hard as creating a multi-billion dollar business. And so I have questions for Vivek, and I had a phone call with him this morning about something, and he's willing to communicate. He's willing to talk. He's always given a fair hearing on this show. And so that's what I'll say about that. People say, you know, Charlie, you know, where does he stand on this stuff? You're going to have to ask him that, but he works his tail off. He travels the country. He does a ton of interviews. Somebody says here on the Rumble chat, Charlie, Vivek says the right things because he knows what will make him popular. Okay, well, that actually doesn't bother me that much. I know that sounds strange. I would rather have somebody say the right things, understanding that's how you win political support, than say the stupid things arrogantly and smugly towards the base. Listen to the base. Listen to the base. And so I'm not an apologist for Vivek. I do consider him a friend. I think he deserves an honest look. Every candidate should have to experience tough questions. But I'm biased when somebody does carve time to come on our podcast and come to our Turning Point events. That means a lot to me. It does. Somebody's asked me, Charlie, do you think he should be Donald Trump's vice president? No. I think he should be Donald Trump's chief of staff. That is a much different role. We need a talented, high IQ, hard-driving, mission-oriented MAGA chief of staff. Vivek Ramaswamy has built massive businesses. He has dealt with the highest levels of business, finance, government. If we want to slay the administrative state, and one day Vivek wants to be president, Vivek would have a much better political future if he could prove that he went and became chief of staff for a couple years and disassembled the administrative state, the shadow government. That would be a phenomenal role for Vivek Ramaswamy. And look, having visited the White House over 100 times and kind of seeing how the flow of things happen there and the energy and the pace, Vivek is cut out for that. Not everybody that was in the running or even had the job as chief of staff was in the running. Mark Meadows did a great job. He really did. He had a tough time and a tough there. But a lot of the people, they're not exactly high-functioning. I'm not saying they're dumb. It's just, it's typical D.C. culture. Like, let's go get a beer. Vivek comes from a business background, entrepreneurial, startup, venture capital, private equity, high pressure, high expectations, where you're used to working 19, 20 hours a day. I come from that world. That's how we built Turning Point USA. Not that I came from that world, but that's the culture we have here. That's why I have to force myself to honor the Sabbath, or else I would just work all day and I would drive myself into a hole. It's a, let's just say, a focus on preservation. Also, God gives us the gift of the Sabbath. So anyway, I think that'd be a great role for Vivek. You would give, Vivek is so smart. I think we all agree that Vivek is smart. And by the way, if you don't trust Vivek, chief of staff is a role that you could fire immediately, right? VP, you can't. So I think it's great. You say, here are the 10 things I want to get done. And if he wants to be president one day, he could say, I was the chief of staff for Donald Trump and we disassembled the FBI and we fired 300 bad agents. And like, I mean, all this stuff, you know, we closed down the Department of Education. He thinks clearly about this stuff. And I could see this. I could say this as somebody who, again, has seen the inner kind of flow of government, you know, having spent time in the White House. It's a very hard job. It's a very, very difficult job to be chief of staff to the President of the United States, especially when it's not just coast. You have to have good people skills. You have to read people really well. You have to handle the media because you still have to go in front of the media. You have to run the entire thing. By the way, a lot of the power of the government goes through OMB. This is a really interesting thing. The Office of Management and Budget. You see, OMB usually just people think it's just the budget. The management part actually is where people overlook. It's really more management than it is budget. The OMB is the offensive coordinator of the federal government. And the OMB reports directly to the chief of staff. And so what Vivek would be able to do is he would be able to have a group of very loyal people at OMB, and he'd be able to call shots, and Donald Trump would then be able to be the actual CEO. The actual CEO of the country. And because Vivek Ramaswamy has run for political office, he does have publicly stated positions. And to be interesting, you know, if you want to design a government to slay the administrative state, which I think is the number one issue, right? The crusade against the fourth branch of government, that is now my number one issue. People say, Charlie, what is your number one issue? The number one issue for me is fourth branch of government. That's number one, okay? If you want to design by the way, this is how businesses work. You understand in economics, probably understood is that everybody has incentives. Everybody has motivations. So if, obviously, Vivek wants to be president, either today or tomorrow or in 10 years from now, he wouldn't be running if he didn't want to be president. So you take somebody's ambition and you use the ambition for your purpose and the purpose of the country. And you say, okay, Vivek, you have ambition to be president. What a great opportunity for you to run the entire federal government, which would be the most incredible and amazing campaign accomplishment that you could say later on. So that's my answer to that. Somebody says here, Charlie, stop with the Vivek drum beating. He's a WEF plant and not to be trusted. So we have to be honest, right? So Vivek sued the World Economic Forum for slander because they put him on the website and they took him down saying, you're right, we never had anything to do with you. So you can have objections to the candidate, but I encourage you guys just to make sure that your criticisms are fair and accurate and honest, because that one did get proven incorrect. All right, you've probably heard me. It's actually now 25 pounds that I have lost. And I'm sure some of you say, oh, Charlie, I've tried everything. That was me. You know, my first Zoom call with my PhD weight loss, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, come on, guys. All right, I've heard this whole thing before. And boy, was I wrong. They know what they're doing, my PhD weight loss. Look, this is 100% legit. And people say, well, Charlie, you've lost so much weight. And I say, yeah, my PhD weight loss, hello. But look, they have a different approach. And it's Dr. Ashley Lucas. She's great. I text with her. She does a really, really good job. 25 pounds, I'll tell you. And I have more energy and I'm healthier than ever before. Here's why. The program rids your body of the inflammation that is causing so many health problems. If you look around today, America is the fattest it has ever been. Our families, friends, and neighbors are dying of diabetes, heart disease, and Alzheimer's, now called T3 diabetes. PhD has helped so many people who want to have a good, active life, play with their grandkids, travel, hike to a waterfall, go for a bike ride, but their weight was holding them hostage. They don't want any of you on experimental drugs for your brain degeneration from Alzheimer's or homebound with an oxygen tank for heart failure. My PhD weight loss knows that losing weight is the best thing for overall health. We are way too fat as a society. And here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you say, boy, I'm a little overweight, it's perfectly fine. Do something about it. Use your free will, your agency. Say, you know what? I'm just not where I want to be. This is an empowerment tool for you. All of these things can be prevented. You look at heart disease, the beast, you know, what they now call diabesity. By the way, there's a great new book by Dr. Peter Attia about longevity. You want to live long? Lose weight. Look, Dr. Ashley Lucas, she is the master of this, and she is the genius behind my PhD weight loss. So you can call them today at 864-644-1900. That is 864-644-1900. By the way, this is not like a sign up and you're automatically going to lose weight. You got to do some work. You got to apply yourself. It's not a too good to be true thing. But if you have motivation, they will channel that motivation towards a very positive, measurable, and real outcome. Find them online at myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Charlie Kirk sent you. That is myphdweightloss.com. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. Physician and dietitian developed, individually delivered. Again, I lost 25 pounds and I feel great. If you think you've tried everything, you're wrong until you say you've tried my PhD weight loss. They map you as a whole person. It's not like, hey, just read this book. No, 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 no. It's a deep dive. It's personalized. It's going to get results for you. MyPhDweightLoss.com. I am curious. We're getting some mixed feedback. Some people say, Charlie, I don't like the Trump mugshot. It's low class. Do you guys want to see the Trump mugshot behind me? Say in the Rumble chat or email me freedom@charliekirk.com. It's defiance. It's taking their symbols and owning them and giving them a middle finger and saying, we are not going to suffer. We're not going to be angry. We're not going to be bitter. Bitter is a better word. We are angry because you tell us to. It's inverting it. It's using their energy against them. I'm going to get more information on the RNC rules. In the meantime, somebody says in the Rumble chat, Charlie, are they really going to lock down the country again? Yes. Play cut 173.
COVID-19 forcing a school district to shut down. Rungay ISD southeast of San Antonio is reporting 20% of its teachers and staff have COVID, including the superintendent. Tonight, as the school leader recovers, he spoke exclusively with Ken's 5's Elisa Niavez on closing schools after starting just 2 weeks ago.
So we've learned nothing. Now, in their defense, that's a very small school district, 20% of teachers. Maybe they don't have the capacity to do it. But honestly, they should not have closed the school just out of principle. They should have kept the school open, even if they couldn't have functioning classes. Just out of principle, they should have kept the school open because of how tragic the school closures were during COVID. Peter McCullough says, new booster for XBB 1.5 has no hope of working against Aeris EG5, which is a very mild and brief head cold. I am easily treating them in my practice. In vaccinated and unvaccinated, Americans should not line up for any boosters. That's Dr. Peter McCullough. And by the way, I'm messaging right now with our field team, our amazing Turning Point USA field team, and we are ramping up. We are lining up because we have the nation's largest movement of students, of pastors, high school, college. for the largest Do Not Comply campaign that you could imagine. The two places that we are going to push that forward is churches and campuses. Those are our sweet spots. Churches and high school, college, church. Let's just put it that way. High school campuses, college campuses, and churches. Those three. That's where Turning Point USA is strongest in our grassroots. TPUSA Faith is a juggernaut. Our field program is a beast. We're not going to put up with it. We will not comply. We will not comply. We are not going to lock down. We're not going to put up with it. Okay, let's get to another story here. Oh yeah, there's another couple schools that closed today as well. In fact, we're keeping it. We have a live kind of drumbeat with our Turning Point USA team because we're keeping an eye on this to try to see it before it happens. School districts, 30 school districts closed this week and halt in-person classes over COVID. Kentucky School District, Lee County School District, and many others. It's happening. We learn nothing from the forced masking, the totalitarianism. Our leaders do not care about this generation being the most suicidal, alcohol-addicted, drug-addicted in history. They do not care. And if you are a parent, do not put up with it. Do not send your kid to a school that would close down. Do not send your child to any one of those environments. If you are a business, do not lock down. If you go to a church, do not lock down. Do not put up with it. It's coming. And by the way, this is creating a dumber generation than we've had in past. They're not reading the same. They're not processing information the same. Maybe that's part of the point. Maybe that is the point. We need mass, peaceful, civil disobedience. Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. We are saving babies with preborn by providing free ultrasounds. When you introduce a girl to her baby by providing an ultrasound, you're giving her the truth at the most important time in her life. And more than 85% of the time when she sees the baby and hears the baby's heartbeat, she will choose life. The voices that call themselves pro-choice are loud and proud, and they are everywhere. It might feel like an uphill battle, but there is no better fight to fight than with the truth of an ultrasound. $140 gives five mothers a free ultrasound and saves babies. $280 can save 10 babies. For just $28 a month, you can save a baby a month for less than a dollar a day. And $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. I'm a donor to Preborn, and you should be too. Call 833-850-BABY. That is 833-850-2229. Or go to preborn.org/Kirk. If you want to save one baby or five or hundreds, the opportunity is just right there. Go to preborn.org/Kirk. Okay, so I caught this and now it's going viral and people in the Rumble chat are kind of going crazy about it in a good way. I mean that. They say, hey, Charlie, what is going on with this Asa thing? You're leaving me in suspense. Lots of questions on this. Okay, so Asa Hutchinson, by all public accounts, lost the debate. He was the worst. He was like a waste of time, shouldn't have been on stage. But he said something that came to me literally right before I went to bed. Am I remembering this correctly? It's like literally, you know, you're about to go to bed, and then boom, you kind of like, it's like as if the plane is like, and you just take off again. And I was wide awake. I was like, hold on a second. Did Asa really say that? And right now we have the RNC rules package in front of us. So let's play this tape for you to hear it again. What Asa Hutchinson says, it's not just the New York Times thing. Ignore that. Like the ballot access thing is Supreme Court. Parties can do whatever they want. That's even more horrifying to me. That there might be a rule in the RNC package. And he says this, Asa Hutchinson is a former DA. He's a former attorney general. Listen very carefully. He first says our rules. Then he says RNC rules. Play cut 172.
And over a year ago, I said that Donald Trump was morally disqualified from being president again as a result of what happened on January 6th. More people are understanding the importance of that, including conservative legal scholars who says he may be disqualified under the 14th Amendment from being president again as a result of the insurrection. This is something that could disqualify him under our rules and under the Constitution. And so, obviously, I'm not going to support somebody who's been convicted of a serious felony or who is disqualified under our Constitution. And that's consistent with RNC rules.
Whoa. Consistent with RNC rules. So we have the whole rules package. Our team is the best in all of media. This thing is literally an unforgiving, like, 600-page document that they're going through right now. Rule appointed, pursuant, pursuant, rule appointed, pursuant, pursuant. So they're going through that. But this doesn't seem to be a gaffe. This doesn't seem to be something that Asa Hutchinson was messing up. He said it a couple times. And if this is indeed in the rules, which we're searching about candidates and ballot access and all that and resolutions, who's feeding that to him? Because no one actually reads the RNC rules. It's like, we are, but it's just like largely unreadable. Is there a scenario where Donald Trump might win the primary and then at the convention in Milwaukee, somebody goes, because they had that stupid gavel, pursuant to Clause 4, Section 3, the nominee cannot be a convicted felon. I don't know. That's what Asa's saying. My guess is that the rules say that they're the same rules that are in the Constitution. That you have to have the same required. It's my guess is that it's abstractly written without having just knowing how these RNC people operate. That it says that you have to be constitutionally qualified to be the nominee. That's my guess. Asa Hutchinson is no stranger to saying the quiet part out loud. And if you connect these two together, Asa Hutchinson is also saying he doesn't believe Donald Trump will be the nominee. Well, that's weird because Donald Trump is up 60 points. What's going on here exactly? In Play Cut 24.
Of course, if you believe that he's not qualified under our Constitution, the 14th Amendment, then he's not going to even be in the picture.
Well, but I agree with you, but did you sign the pledge as a condition of being at the debate that you'll support the eventual nominee? I'm just trying to find the consistency with your stated positions. I admire some of them, but some of them don't add up.
You got to think a little bit lawyerly here that I signed it saying I'm going to support the nominee of the party. I do not believe that Donald Trump will be the nominee of the party, so I can feel comfortable in signing that pledge.
Okay, so Asa Hutchinson says on stage that there are RNC rules. We have not yet found that rule. So that should give you a little bit of a relief. Okay? We have not yet found that rule, but we're looking through it. But then he goes to MSNBC, and despite Donald Trump up 60 points, he doesn't believe Trump will be the nominee. Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. Asa Hutchinson, alongside Chris Christie and maybe Mike Pence, will attempt a highly technical rules resolution committee coup at the Milwaukee convention. That's what they are signaling. It says here in the rules, in all elections or selections of delegates or alternate delegates to the national convention, the following rules shall apply. Delegates and alternate electors of the national convention may be elected, selected, allocated, or bound only in one of the following members: primary election, state election. So I don't know what Asa is getting at here. I don't see it, actually. But he's not just saying it in one place. He's saying it in multiple places. It would be unbelievably deranged to do this, but people in D.C. are very, very delusional. They think they can get away with things they can't. This would be the Russiagate within the RNC. How do we stop it? We stop it by flushing it out and shining a light on it now. That's how we stop it. I don't quite see in the rules where he gets this. But I could see that there will be a rules challenge. And who exactly would then vote on it? The voting members of the RNC, that 168 that we've been talking about for quite some time. I did my best to try to get a new chairman. All of a sudden, the 168 are going to matter a lot more. Keep your eye on Asa Hutchinson. I don't trust that guy. The way he's talking like a man with a plan. You got to be vigilant. Okay, let's get to some more questions here. Also, potentially, just as a thought, by the way, Ada Hutchinson, or whatever his name is, Asa, Ada, I don't know, has a pending resolution potentially in the works about delegate provisions. Maybe there's a morals clause in the RNC rules that we're unfamiliar with. I don't know. I don't know. Very murky, very strange. Let's play a piece of tape here. Play cut 118.
I think the American people deserve to know whether everyone on this stage agrees that I kept my oath to the Constitution that day. There's no more important duty. So answer the question.
Thing. I've answered this before.
So, yes.
Nope. Why are we... Mike did his duty. I got no beef with him. But here's the thing. Is this what we're going to be focusing on?
I'm relieved.
Going forward? The rehashing of this? I'll tell you, Governor DeSantis, the Democrats would love that. They will win if we let them get away with it. I'm not letting Biden hang out in the basement this time. We're going to run him ragged around this country, and we're going to hold him accountable. Yeah.
It's really strange. Mike Pence wants everyone to know about his... How does everyone feel about what I did? That's really narcissistic, actually. I love a company called Christensen Arms. They're known for these lightweight carbon fiber barrels on their hunting rifles. I've hosted the CEO on our program before, and I own a Christensen Arms rifle myself. They are an innovative gun company. Our friends at Christensen Arms are offering something quite fun for fans of our show to activate. This one's so cool. Just a free $35 hat for our listeners. Just head to Christensen Arms website and add the items you want in your shopping cart along with your favorite style of hat. Final step, just enter promo code Kirk and boom, the hat is free while supplies last. This is a fun short-term offer, folks, and it is going to sell out quickly. So get over there right now before you forget to scoop this deal. They currently have over 30 styles of hats to choose from. Google Christensen Arms Charlie Kirk, and my show's landing page should pop up in the search results. Christensen Arms is defining the future of firearms. We love partnering with these guys and are happy for their success. Go grab your free hat today. You know, I get a lot of questions about that. They say, Charlie, why do you talk about Shabbat so much? You're a Christian. And I say, look, first of all, if you believe Jesus is Lord, then you believe in the creation and the promises of God are complete through the entire Bible. But I'm not going to get too theological. If you rest for 24 hours, you will be blessed. And if you decide not to, then that's fine. I know that my life before honoring the Sabbath and after honoring the Sabbath, they don't even compare. And some people say, well, Charlie, why Saturday instead of Sunday? That's a good question. And I don't want to be overly legalistic about it. Maybe Sunday's a better day for you to totally rest. But I love, for me personally, ending Friday after a long week and totally shutting off. And on Sunday, I'm already thinking about Monday. On Saturday, I can truly rest and I can truly stop. And so whatever day works for you. For me, it's the old traditional Jewish Sabbath. Might watch some college football. And that's the other thing. People say, well, Charlie, do you do any electronics? Well, the scriptures say, for 6 days you shall work, for one day you shall stop. So I do things I enjoy. I'm just no work. I don't check Citizen Free Press. I don't check my email. I don't check my text message. I don't check my social media. I don't do anything that involves work. But thou shall exclude college football, because watching college football is the furthest thing from work for me. And I got to be very honest, I wage boycotts and wars against all the woke stuff. And everybody has some form of contradiction in their life. I think it's F. Scott Fitzgerald or something. He said the mark of a deep thinker is someone who can hold two inconsistent beliefs simultaneously. Somebody said that. I think college is a scam and I love college football. I totally acknowledge it's one of the great contradictions in my life. I like bash against college. College is terrible. Stop sending your kids to college. College is awful. College is this. And then I plan my entire fall schedule basically around Saturday's college football. There are very few sports. I don't watch the NBA. I don't watch the MLB. I casually watch the NFL. Only a couple friends that I have in the league, people I've gotten to know. Jimmy Garoppolo, who I grew up with, and Kirk Cousins, and who's from Chicago. A couple people that I know in the league that I'll watch. That's it. Justin Herbert, who went to Oregon, who's amazing. I'm not friends with him, but he's incredible. But then college football is the one thing that I really take seriously. That is the one that I really take seriously. But look, here's the point. In this highly technological world, where we're all staring at screens, we're all overindulge in the news cycle. Let me say this. You're missing out. You're missing out if you are not stopping for one day. In the book of Deuteronomy, which means second law, Moses was giving his farewell address. And as Moses was giving his farewell address, he repeated the Ten Commandments, which were identical except the commandment that had to do with the Sabbath, the Shabbat. And when it was repeated in Deuteronomy, he said, "For 6 days you shall work, and for one day you shall rest, because you are no longer slaves in Egypt." What Moses was saying in his farewell address is, why do you have the Sabbath? You have the Shabbat, you have the Sabbath, because only slaves work for 7 days. You are not a slave to your work. And by the way, it's a two-pronged commandment. You should not be resting for 7 days a week. It's okay to take vacations. That's obvious. That's fine. But you should not be resting in your normal flow of work for more than one day. And I encourage you guys to have that in your schedule. Just the one little thing that you could look forward to and you plan. You say, that, I'm going to just shut it all off. It actually makes you work harder. It makes you think clearer. It makes you get what you want to get done before that. It's a finish line. It's a self-imposed deadline. And it's biblical. And it's freeing. And in this mad world we live of tyrants, despots, degenerates, and cockroaches, it's very freeing. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.